Hello, and welcome to Bible 365 on day 354 of the programme. We're going to be reading from Micah chapters 4 and 5 in the Old Testament, and then over into the New Testament for Revelation, the whole of chapter 11. And it's great to see you here with us today, whether you're joining us on YouTube or on the podcast platforms. I hope you enjoy and are blessed by the reading of God's Word. And if it's the first time that you've joined with us, please start on day one after you've watched this video, and then there'll always be a video or a podcast waiting for you. So let's get started with the Word of God, with Micah chapter 4, the Mountain of the Lord. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. As the highest of the mountains, it will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples, and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever. The Lord's plan. In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles, and those I brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion, from that day and forever. As for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your ruler perished? That pain seizes you like that of a woman in labour. Writhe in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labour. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. But now many nations are gathered against you. They say, let her be defiled. Let her eyes gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, daughter Zion, for I will give you horns of iron, I will give you hooves of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. He will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Micah chapter 5. A promised ruler from Bethlehem. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labour bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace. When the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses, we will rise against them 7 shepherds and even 8 commanders, who will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod with drawn sword. He will deliver us from the Assyrians when they invade our land and march across our borders. The remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which do not wait for anyone or depend on man. The remnant of Jacob will be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, which mauls and mangles as it goes, and no one can rescue. Your hand will be lifted up in triumph over your enemies, and all your foes will be destroyed. In that day, declares the Lord, I will destroy your horses from among you, and demolish your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your strongholds. I will destroy your witchcraft, and you will no longer cast spells. I will destroy your idols and your sacred stones from among you. You will no longer bow down to the work of your hands. I will uproot from among you your Asherah poles when I demolish your cities. I will take vengeance in anger and wrath on the nations that have not obeyed me. And now we will go into Revelation. And it is the whole of chapter 11. The two witnesses. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshippers. But exclude the outer court. Do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months, and I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. They have power to shut up the heavens so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the public square of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud, while their enemies looked on. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and a tenth of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon. The seventh trumpet. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah, and he will reign for ever and ever. And the 24 elders, who were seated on their thrones before God, fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead, and for rewarding your servants the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant, and there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Thank you, Father in heaven, for this time together, Lord, to hear your incredible words of Revelation, Lord, of Micah. Lord, we pray that those words would sink into our hearts to give us hope to be faithful servants to you. Lord, we repent of our sin. Lord, we are truly sorry for the things we've done wrong. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would forgive us our sin and help us, Lord, to forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, we hold nothing against anyone else. We give our burdens over to you and lay them down at the cross of Calvary. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done for our lives and give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you very much for joining with me today on Bible 365 as we come to a close of the whole series. But don't worry, we'll be continuing on. I'll be making sure that these videos are reposted every day so that you've always got a video or a podcast waiting, and we're going to be doing a lot more on my Message of Hope channel. There'll be at least 3 videos a week coming out with that. But have a wonderful day. May God bless you in all things that you do. May He guide your paths, and I hope, Lord, I hope He continues to bless you in your day. I'll see you very soon for another reading. Bye just now.